City.
Across Bendigo.
Coggo and Kylie for breakfast.
Feels good. Bendigo Tripwire.
Sad when there's been a staple business in town that you go to pretty much every day, or if not once a week, and you hear that it's not closing down, but its owners that have been there forever and a day are leaving. And that's what's happening today at Debbie's Deli, 82 Arnold Street. Good morning, Debbie.
Hi, how are you going?
Yeah, you. How's it feel? Your last day, your and your hubby Dave's last day today.
Yeah, it feels surreal, actually. Like, yeah, it'll probably hit us tomorrow morning when we're not getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning. But
oh, gross. That is some long days you must be doing, Debbie. Is that part of the reason you're pulling up stumps?
Oh, yeah, and after 28 years, and, yeah, we just decided to move on while we've still got good health and enjoy life and get out there and explore the world. Like, yeah, so we brought up all the kids here and that, so it's just time to have some time to ourselves now and that, and move on and, yeah, just enjoy life. Like,
You definitely deserve it. 28 years serving.
Yeah, 28 years.
How many customers do you think you've served in that time, Debbie?
Oh, thousands. Yeah. Like, every day there's probably around 300 or 400 every day. So, yeah, it's quite a busy shop and that. So it keeps us extremely busy, but we've got a great lot of customers and that. And, yeah, people come here from far and wide, and they've been coming here from most. We still have customers have been coming in since day dot. From 28 years, they're the same loyal customers. So that's pretty good. Like, yeah.
Oh, that just says something about the service, obviously, and the food. I know I've been there a couple of times since I've been back in Bendigo, and, oh, yeah, you make some beautiful stuff. So tell us, you actually had a history with the deli when you were a little girl, before it was a deli.
That's right. My grandmother used to live across the road, and I used to come in here when I go to Nan's house and come across the road and get lollies and stuff, and yeah, and then you end up buying it. So it seems that was pretty strange and that, but yeah, it's still a good feeling to know that you still got that history with it and got photos and everything in the shop of Nan's house and that, and the shop the way it used to be. So a lot of history at the shop for sure. So
now, when it first became Debbie's Deli 28 years ago, were you with your husband at that point, or did you meet after that?
At that time, at that time.
So but, you've been living together and working together, for 28
years. Yeah, we haven't killed each other.
I was going to ask if it ever got a little bit murderous, because that is a lot of time together.
No, he knows I'm the boss. He works for me, so it's pretty simple.
Your name's on the door. I'm glad he knows where he stands in this whole transaction.
Exactly.
Debbie, just before we let you go, because we know that you've got a massive day ahead of you, is there anyone you'd like to thank?
I just really like to thank all of Bendigo for supporting us over the 28 years, a lot of loyal customers, and I really like to thank all the Bomber supporters in Bendigo, because I'm a one-eyed Bomber supporter, David's Collingwood, but everyone knows that there's a lot of banter goes on with football in the shop and that, but I just really like to thank Bendigo and all the local businesses that we support, and they support us, and yeah, just good luck to everyone in the future.
Awesome stuff. And, Debbie, I'm thinking I'm more partial towards your husband now after you dropped that bombshell about you and the Bombers. I'm Collingwood as well, so go, Dave.
I see you as the lesser of two evils, Debbie, so I'll stick with you.
Hey, look, thank you so much, and you are going to be dearly, dearly missed. And on behalf of Bendigo, who've been going to your store for ever and a day, we hope that you enjoy the next step of your life. Put your feet up and have a great time.
No worries. Thank you guys so much.
Coggo and Kylie for breakfast.
Bendigo's 93.5 Triple M.